So Haruka is an enlightened deity of highest yoga tantra who is the manifestation of the compassion of all the Buddhas. How wonderful that we can become such a holy being, even in this life, who is a manifestation of the compassion of all Buddhas. To lead living beings to the supreme happiness of enlightenment, all the Buddha's compassion, so this is the compassion of all Buddhas. Think about that. The compassion of all Buddhas appears in the form of Haruka. So Buddhas can show their minds as form. It's one of the characteristics or qualities, abilities of a Buddha, that they can show their minds as form. So the compassion of all Buddhas shows itself in the form of Haruka, who has a blue-colored body, four faces and 12 arms, and embraces the consort Vajravarahi. Every part of Haruka's body is the nature of wisdom light. And Geshe-la encourages us to understand the meaning of Haruka's form, which we can find in Essence of Vajrayana. At first we should be satisfied with the mere name Haruka. There is no need to search closely for Haruka's body, because like a rainbow, the closer we search for it, the more it will disappear. So in the beginning, we're not so much focused on form as the mere name, Haruka. 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 You know, sometimes we should just stop and think, how do I have this fortune? How have I been introduced to such a pure holy being, Haruka? How do I know his holy name? And no one in my family does. No one amongst my circle of ordinary friends does. Almost no one in this country has heard his name. So we can change that. For example, the production of this book as a free e-book going everywhere from Geshe-la's heart is introducing everybody, everywhere, to Haruka. Amazing. Just through part one, part two. The name Haruka has three parts. Haruka. So for example, we can just be walking around the temple, we can be walking down to the water, and we can be thinking to ourselves, Haruka, Haruka, Haruka. Thinking about our good fortune, feeling so close to Haruka, and remembering the meaning. He refers to the emptiness of all phenomena. Ru refers to great bliss. And Ka refers to the union of great bliss and emptiness. What a wonderful object of contemplation. We thank our Guru for introducing us to this supreme holy being, Haruka. So after the class, as you walk to your car or to your room, you can think to yourself, what does He mean? What does Ru mean? What does Ka mean? These are the sort of beautiful contemplation practices that aren't difficult, that we need to become very familiar with engaging in. So what does this indicate, Haruka? This indicates that through relying upon Haruka with faith, through relying upon Haruka, Haruka, with faith, we shall attain the realization of the union of great bliss and emptiness. which is the actual quick path to enlightenment. His very name teaches us his function. If we rely on living Haruka, we will attain the realization of the union of great bliss and emptiness, and quickly attain enlightenment.